When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Well, do you want to kick things off first with the winners of our massive birthday giveaway?
I mean, I feel like that's why everyone's tuning in, so we might as well just get to it and not make people wait longer than they already have to.
All right. So I'm going to kick things off. So the first winner is Annie Haley. Okay, great. great. And we wanted to read her comment. We thought it was so cute. She says, honestly, the Dr. Loretta episode changed my life. It did us too. I thought I was good about sunscreen and wearing it when I was, quote, in the sun. But now I wear it every day without fail. If I'm going to invest in my skin and my skincare routine, I better protect it. And then she tagged her best friend. So, and Dr. Loretta was also touched and responded to her comment. So, Annie.
A+5 stars, Annie Haley.
Annie Haley, you're killing it. Okay.
Congratulations.
Sarah, for some reason, my dad is calling me and he is texting me. And I don't know why. He doesn't do this. Can you give me 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Dad? Is everything okay? Okay. Can I call you back because I'm in the middle of recording the podcast?
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
No,
call me back.
Okay, don't be sorry. I'll call you back.
All
right. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, next, we have our next winner.
Yes, we do. Who is she?
Lindsay Tahansky. And apologies if I butcher your name, your last name. At LNTEHANSKY. Congratulations. You are the winner of all of those fabulous products that I'm not going to name. Let's read her really sweet comment too. She said, happy birthday, ladies. Thank you for creating a podcast that brings me so much joy every week. Can't possibly pick one episode, but a few favorites are Vitamin C. Yes. Shawnee Darden. Yes. Renee Rouleau. Of course, and the pod swap with Jill and Carlene from Breaking Beauty Podcasts, which seems to be a fan favorite and one we should probably do again with those ladies.
I know. And now we can actually do it because of Zoom. So I know. We should get in touch and figure
technology.
That out.
And then Lindsay said, hoping you'll release some Los Angeles pod swag in year two, which we hope we do too.
If you want merch, please let us know what kind of merch, because we don't want to make it unless
you
want it.
What would you want?
A hat?
Yeah, like a keychain?
A shirt?
Socks? I feel like I would like socks.
A mask?
I would like that sweatshirt you're wearing with our logo on it.
Yeah, a tie-dyed sweatshirt with Los Angeles.
I don't know if anyone needs another tie-dye piece of clothing in their closet, but I would wear it.
Yes, we do. We all do. That's all
we
need.
I'd wear anything with our logo on it. So let us know, guys.
Maybe we do tie-dye face masks with the gloss logo.
Yes. Cute.
New business revenue. There we go. Next up, we have Rashida. Rashida, there's no last name on her account, but her account Rashida. Is Belina Applebum. And she said, the sleep episode with Dr. Bruce, so informative, especially the part about melatonin. And I have to agree with you, Rashida. That was blowing my mind when he was telling me about that. So. Yeah. That's a fan favorite, I think, for sure. I think that's honestly like the gateway drug into Los Angeles. Somebody tells people about the Dr. Bruce Sleep Doctor episode, and then people just kind of go from there.
Totally. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I need to re-listen to it because I've already forgotten some of the gems, the lessons.
My little dolphin. All right, next up.
Next is Carla Huerta.
Woohoo, Carla.
Okay.
Carla with a K.
What?
Carla with a K.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Me too.
Spicy. I don't know. Okay. Carla left us also a great comment. And it says, so many favorite episodes, but definitely my top three have been the episode with Jonathan Van Ness, where he told Kirby to stop using her extensions. True.
True.
Then the one with Ann Cotran talking about his experience as an immigrant, and then Dr. Loretta talking about real science. Oh, and also the Dyson episode with Veronica Alanis, because she makes Mexico proud. She sure does.
I love Veronica. I thought she was going to say the episode with Ann Cotran where he told me to put back in my extension. So conflicting.
No, Carla wants you to just take your extensions out.
I will not. They're in there. I did them myself, and I'll take them out and put them back in.
They honestly look fabulous. So
thanks, babe.
And with salons closing again. Ugh,
please don't remind me. And lastly, we have Irene Joyce Kim. That is her Instagram handle. Ooh. Irene comments and supports us so much. I'm glad she got selected because we were like, yes, totally deserving. This girl is always sharing us on Instagram, commenting on our posts. Unfortunately, we could not find the link after we exited out of the browser. So we kept scrolling through the comments, and we know she commented, but we can't find it. So girl, if you find your comment, go in and respond to it, because we're like,
it was a good one.
Sweet. We
know
it was really
good.
So ladies, and well, actually, I probably shouldn't call them ladies. I don't know how they identify. So people that just won, what you'll need to do is just DM us and we will send you a form to fill out so we can get all of your information. And then you'll need to just prepare to get tons and tons of boxes.
Make some room on that vanity.
Embrace your inner beauty editor, because you're about to get a delivery a day at this point. At least 20 boxes of stuff is coming to you all directly. So enjoy.
I can't wait.
And if we don't hear from you within 24 hours, we'll reach out to you directly. Woohoo! All right, y'all. So this week we have two episodes. And honestly, I should stop saying we have two episodes this week, because at this point we're starting just to be a double episode podcast and I'm fine with it. But we have a great guest in which needs a lot of time for editing that I don't have currently because I'm editing other things. So we've pushed the interview to Friday, and today it's just beauty news and what's on your face. And frankly, I would be really curious to hear from you guys. Do you like episodes where we separate them? Where one episode is...
Yeah, we should do like a poll.
Yeah, because if it makes sense, then we can keep beauty news and what's on your face on Tuesdays and then interviews on Fridays if you guys prefer. So
yeah,
let us know. Send us a DM.
Especially for example, this episode that we have on Friday is particularly long and full of lots of, you know, we don't want to cut and into too much of it because it's just such great information. So yeah, like, are you guys, would you prefer the shorter news, what's on your face episode on Tuesday and then like the feature on Friday?
The spotlight.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll throw up a poll.
Love it. Would love that. Okay.
But let's get into beauty news, Kirby.
Let's do it. So can I just tell you, Sarah, so many influencers are launching brands and it feels like the news has come out all within just this week.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. I mean, I'm sure they didn't purposefully align it to be that way because I can't imagine you announcing your new brand the same week as other people is necessarily something you want to happen.
Right.
But some of the biggest beauty influencers on YouTube, content creators, as they most likely like to be called, are launching brands, starting with Patrick Starr. If you're not familiar with Patrick Starr, Patrick, what can you say about Patrick? This man is just...
He can do it all.
Does everything. So Mac, wow, why did I call him Mac? Patrick used to work at Mac Cosmetics. And he has a story about working at MAC where, you know, initially at that time, he was told, don't wear makeup. Don't wear the extravagant mm-hmm. makeup that you're wearing. Of course, MAC has completely, you know, they have evolved as well. And they are on great terms. They even did a huge collaboration with him several years ago where he was like the second highest paid talent that they had ever worked with outside of Rihanna, which is unbelievable. And he did 5 drops with MAC. So he is launching One Size Beauty and it's exclusive to Sephora. So Sarah, when you hear One Size, what do you think? Like, what are you thinking when you hear One Size?
I think that it means the opposite, that, you know, it's not one size fits all, but it's like whatever it means to you, beauty fits everyone. Is this right?
Yes. So Patrick is notorious. Yep. Patrick's notorious for saying beauty is one size fits all, meaning everybody can benefit from beauty.
Right.
Makeup is a one size fits all. Another beauty brand? You damn right.
He kind of turned the phrase on its head. So I'm surprised. Sarah and I knew that he was launching a brand before he officially announced it. And we were going back and forth via our texts, like, what is he going to call it? Like Patrick Starr Beauty or Starr Studios or Starr Beauty. And I actually really, really like this. I think that it's smart to take yourself out of your brand name.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, I mean, we have also talked about the fact that Patrick is a, you know, genius business person. I think it was really smart of him to partner with MAC and see how that all went, obviously.
Yeah.
And probably he learned a bunch, which helped, you know, inform this launch. And then I also think the fact that it's exclusive to Sephora is really smart as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think he has a lot of great people on his team that work with him. And I think that he is being guided and his instincts as well are really smart. So I did some digging. We didn't really have to dig to find this out, but One Size Beauty already has 72,000 Instagram followers and he announced it last week. So last Friday, I believe. So, I mean, that's incredible. Like yeah. 72,000 followers in a matter of days. We could only dream of accumulating that many followers at one
time.
That's
just like how, just goes to show, yeah, how much power and influence he has. It's incredible. Like such a loyal following too.
So on that note, I looked on the website, which, you know, it's just a splash page right now that says coming soon. And it said that it's owned by Luxury Brand Partners, which is a brand development and incubator company. I was looking at their clients, and their clients include R&Co, Smith & Colt, In Common, which is, you know, Nicki and Rihanna's brand from 901, and IGK.
So a lot of hair brands.
Lots of hair brands, but mostly they focus on professionals and building like artistry brands. So they helped build Orbe and Becca before they went off and, you know, are now with some of the biggest firms in the industry. So I think this was really smart. I think he's aligning himself with all the right people, aligning himself with success. And I'm really eager. Today we actually have a call where we're going to learn, you know, about One Size Beauty, what the launches will be. And I'm excited to talk about it a little bit more because his powder with MAC was so good. People loved it so much. I would be shocked if there wasn't a powder during the launch.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what's in this collection.
Speaking of another collection, Jackie Ina has her own brand coming out, and she announced this yesterday. And it's called Forever Mood.
Did they all team up?
I know. It's crazy. So Jackie's been talking about like how she has something in the mix for a while now, but nobody really knew what. She did have a collaboration with Anastasia Beverly Hills on this palette that everybody really loved. On Monday, she announced that she was launching Forever Mood, which is a brand that tagline is often appropriated, never duplicated, which I think is really on brand for Jackie. She's very vocal about appropriation and people stealing from Black culture. So I'm interested to see what this is. Now, I have an inkling.
So we don't know that it's strictly beauty.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, she hasn't, like, there's no...
No explicit...
It doesn't say beauty. And I found a tweet because I was doing some digging and I was looking up Jackie Ina Cosmetics, and I found a tweet from 2017. And in the tweet, she basically says, like, wouldn't y'all like, you know, a Jackie Ina lifestyle brand with suitcases.
Oh, wow.
And wigs and press-on nails and things like that. And I was like, huh, interesting. And then I was like, lifestyle. So then I looked up Jackie Ina lifestyle. And in January of 2019, she said, who do you think has the best lifestyle feed on Instagram? So I'm thinking she was probably trying to get some inspiration if she was launching a lifestyle brand.
So is this like a Shay Mitchell Bays situation? Even though that's kind of more like travel, it's like lifestyle-y travel?
Yeah, maybe. And you know, the thing about this is, and maybe I'm wrong, Sarah, so please correct me. I was always under the impression that Bays went to Shay after like already creating something.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I never know these days.
I don't know either. But I've always got the impression that it was like this was about to launch. It was already said and done. They needed like a celebrity face that was into travel. And they went to her and she was like, great. She just kind of signed on to it as a co-founder. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So I don't think that this is what Jackie is. I think like Jackie's been actually working on something, is truly like has created something that's uniquely Jackie. Obviously, totally. I would assume she would have partnered with, you know, a great company to do something like this. And again, I'm just speculating. I have no idea. This could be like a full-on cosmetics range. But again, her influence is incredible. It had on Twitter, the brand has 46,000 followers already. And on Instagram, it does have 37,000 followers. So
yeah. Wow, that's very, very cool influencer beauty news. Oh, and there's one more.
Well, I don't even know if we should bring this up because we have no idea what it actually is. But Desi Perkins is launching her own brand. She's mentioned it several times on social media. She hasn't fully announced what it is or when it's launching, but we know she's coming out with something too. What do you hope that it is? Like, what do you hope she's launching?
Well, I mean, I think everyone knows Desi for her beautiful, gorgeous face.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if she's going to do something that, you know, hits her strengths, it would be beauty related. Although she is, like, you know, Jackie, very much lifestyle as well. I mean, she's a freaking gardener influence, gardening influencer now.
Oh my God.
And then mom to be. So
yeah, so many things. I mean, I think if she gets it right, it would be something like along the lines of like a glowy, yes, bronzy makeup situation, maybe, yeah, some skincare thrown in there. Like people look to Desi for her gorgeous skin and her like, yes, really luminous glow. So I could totally see that happening.
Yeah.
But I did see on some Reddit threads about influencers, people saying things like, I would love if she would, you know, do like a clothing range where she takes on like that LA girl look and kind of throws it on its head because people are kind of tired of seeing the same things, which I thought was really interesting. Desi does have great style, so who knows?
Huh. Well, we'll have to wait and see when that announcement comes out.
Yes, we will. All right, Sarah, it's time for What's on Your Face? Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm seeing a hand sanitizer, which seems very relevant right now, considering California just shut down.
It's so boring because I was like, I'm wearing my usual three-step skincare routine. I've got my moisturizer, my sunscreen, which I've already talked about, and then like my brows. And I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Hand sanitizer. Because I can't live without it right now.
I mean, truly, people keep talking about Florida. But, like, California is doing no better than Florida. No, so
it's a scary situation here. And this, even though it's hand sanitizer, it's a very sexy hand sanitizer, I have to say. It's really beautiful and the scent is amazing. So it's a brand called Noshinku. And they sent me this hand sanitizer and it's bergamot scented. Mm. So yeah, it already smells way better than all of these other ones that I am using I'll never get over, you know, my, what is it? Essential oils.
EO.
Like, lavender hand sanitizer spray. It's like EO, my favorite one. But this one's like a little bit fancier and the actual packaging is really, really chic. It's like this, it's like the size of a credit card.
It's so small. I didn't expect that.
It's so small. So it only holds 20 milliliters, but like you only need maybe one or two spritz and you can stick it in your pocket, which it's great for men, obviously. Or if, you know, I haven't carried a purse in forever. So like, you know, you're just like on a walk, like walking Ollie, you know, and I have to maybe open like the gate to the park or something, like I'll have it in my back pocket. So it's super, super sleek. And again, the scent is amazing. So it is made with, first of all, it's all natural and it's made with rosehip seed, jojoba, and Italian bergamia, which, okay, fancy. And it just smells like a expensive candle slash, you know, like room center, but it smells clean and it's not overwhelming. So it's like citrusy, herbaceous, and it has 70% ethyl alcohol. So it's not, you know, like I feel like there's some hand sanitizers that are out there that are really, you know, cool and beautiful, but then it's like 65%. And I think we've heard, right, that it needs to be 70% in order to actually work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not cheap. It's $10 for this little square, but you can buy it in a pack of three for $24. And then you can also buy a big one, which I actually have here too. It's like 8 ounces, so it'll last you a really long time. And that one is $24 and it's refillable, so sustainable. And I like to have that one by the door when I'm like, you know,
smart,
getting my mail or collecting packages or something. If you're looking to like splurge on a really beautiful all natural hand sanitizer that smells really nice because you're sick of your hands smelling like alcohol, I would highly suggest checking this brand out.
It really does just look like a credit card. It's super thin. So initially when I pulled it up, I thought it was going to be like a thick block type product.
Totally.
Have you gotten the Rael Beauty products yet?
Yes. Like they're kind of rectangular.
Yeah, and they're so beautiful and I love them. I love the packaging, but they're thick. So that's what I was thinking it looked like. And then when I saw it laying flat, I'm like, oh my God, I want this so bad.
Yeah, it's just like, and I think like, you know, beyond COVID, the pandemic, like it's just great for, you know, travel and having your purse, especially if you carry a tiny purse. I wish you could smell it. It smells really, really good.
I wish I could too. This is great. I am obsessed with this. I was going to ask you, so you know EO, which is, they make my favorite as well.
Right.
It, when you spray it and you, it absorbs, it doesn't feel like slimy. Like I've been going to places where I'm pumping hand sanitizer right and left and it's like slimy feeling.
Slimy. And then it immediately like your skin feels so dry, right?
Yes. I don't like it.
Yeah. This is similar to like the EO one where it absorbs really quickly. And I think because of the jojoba and I think there's coconut in it. Yeah. The argan and the rosehip. It just, it feels a little bit moisturizing too.
Noshinku. That's such a cute name.
Noshinku.
Love it. All right.
What's on your face?
So we have another mascara. God, there are so many mascaras launching. There's a mask.
Is that like, is that weird to be launching so many mascaras in the summer or no?
Maybe not. I don't know. When's the ideal time to launch a mascara?
I mean, all the rules have been thrown out the window anyways.
Yeah, true. So we have, first of all, there's a big mascara launch happening, I think this month, if not next month, that I can't talk about, but I'm really excited about. There's a launch happening today. Urban Decay is launching a mascara.
Yes.
We had At Lashed from Marc Jacobs Beauty, which I said I liked, obviously. And then we have Lawless Beauty. Annie told me they're in the process of formulating a mascara. I don't know when that will launch, but that's happening. So mascara has been top of mind to people. Lucky for me, I love mascara. So I'm like, yeah, get it on my eyeballs. Let's see how this works. Pat McGrath Labs launched a new product and it's her second mascara called Dark Star Mascara. So this is a part of the Dark Star line. This is going to be a permanent fixture. It's not going to be a limited time thing. And this is a volumizing mascara. So in true Pat fashion, there are these extravagant adjectives to describe this mascara on Sephora.com. It's like multi-dimensional length, like gravity defying volume. And as much as I love Pat, I'm like, come on now. I don't even, Sarah, what does multi-dimensional length mean? What does that mean? I don't get it.
Length from all dimensions.
Like what? Like, honey,
I like,
no. No,
I don't know. I don't know.
You want length to go.
I just need one way. I just need length.
I don't want dimension. I want direction. I want it outward, like long.
Maybe she's implying that there's volume as well as length in a new, innovative marketing way.
Okay. Well, I love her, so I'm just going to deal with the term that I don't understand. But I have tried it out. I've been wearing it for a few days just to figure out the wearability and how well it, you know, if it flakes, if it transfers, does it really deliver the volume? Does it clump? You know that I like a very fanned out, like Bambi-like lash that is not too wet and the formula isn't too wet either. And personally, I think this is a really, really beautiful formula. I have two gripes about it. One being that it's $30. I just truly don't think mascaras should be any more expensive than $20.
Especially because it's something that you can't, you know, it doesn't last as long as, let's say, an eyeshadow palette, you know, or even a lipstick. Like you, it's something that you need to be constantly switching out. Not constantly, but more so than your other products.
I know. And it's like, are you okay buying into the Pat McGrath lifestyle? Because I think that's really, like, I feel like a lot of what you're paying for is the component it comes in, not necessarily the formula. There are plenty of great formulas that you can get at Target, at CVS that are like $15 or less. You know, this is coming from a person who stands Velvet Noir. It's like my go-to. I love it so much. I also love Full Fat Lashes from Charlotte Tilbury. And those are, you know, $27 to $30 mascaras. So I do wish that it's like, come on, man. We don't need a $30 mascara. You will love this one. Like if trust me, like it's a good formula. She did it right. There's nary a product I don't like from Aunt Pat or Mother.
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 On that Zoom call we were doing, they were mentioning how, like, who else has been wearing it? Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Wore it on her birthday. All of these other, you know, fabulous celebrities whose lashes look incredible. Well, maybe people just, you know, want to splurge and treat themselves right now, which great.
I feel you on that. And I, you know, I'm here to tell you that it's the real deal. I would say 2 coats is all you really need. If you get into 3-coat territory, you do get a little clumpage, but I mean, my lashes look bomb.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know when people are going to compliment my lashes because they look a specific way. Yeah. And I definitely have people on my Instagram story being like, what is on your lashes?
We need to do, even though I won't be able to contribute as much, we need to do a like drugstore mascara episode or like under $20 mascara episode.
Totally. That'd be awesome.
Because I think you are the guru and people want to know. And we love a budget buy.
So Dark Star Mascara, $30. It is going to be available on Sephora.com and on Pat's website. They did say it was going to come out in stores in August, but at this point, I don't know if stores will be opening because...
Why you go into a store? Just order online, peeps.
Yeah, just order online. Be smart.
I will say I did tell Kirby, I went on a road trip last weekend and I had to pee. I have to pee every 10 minutes now. But I stopped at the Ulta in Santa Barbara because, and it was early and they had just opened. So I was like, okay, it's clean. It's, you know, no one's in there yet. And I walked in and I texted Kirby and I was like, I just want to stay.
I know. I was like, oh yeah. Is it like,
I was just like looking at all the end caps and I just like wanted to just walk around and like, obviously can't sample anything anymore, but just look at all the pretty products.
I know Patrick and I went into a World Market on our walk this weekend because it was open. Yeah. And we felt comfortable enough doing it. And I think we were in there maybe like 5 minutes and we're like, yeah, we got to get out of here ASAP.
Like, yeah, that was the thing too. It was like, I went in, I even used my little funnel that I bought, which
the standing up pee funnel.
That pee funnel, which I almost talked about as what's on your face because I received so many messages about it when I Instagrammed it. It's genius, by the way. If anyone is looking for, if they're going on a road trip, if you're pregnant or you just like have a small bladder or maybe you're just weirded out by of peeing in public spaces, which you should be because that's where we are right now. These like paper cardboard funnels are incredible and let you stand up and pee. I have them in my car now because I'm like, you never know.
Where do you get them? Because I definitely want them.
I bought them on Amazon. They come in a pack of like 20. It was super cheap. I can't even remember how much it was. But they were developed in India. And they actually even like partnered with some organization that like helps. I forget what. There's like a charitable aspect to it. So I was like, yes, all about it. And it works. It works incredibly well. It felt very liberating to stand and pee.
I'm going to buy some. I'm also going to purchase some for my mother because Janet Johnson is the queen of teaching little tiny Kirby how to squat to pee in public places when she was little.
Oh, yeah.
So,
dude, I have like memories of going to Disneyland when I was really small and my mom like, you know, had taught me that. And it was just like the most stressful thing because you didn't want to fuck up and you didn't want to pee on like your leg. You're just like, I just want to like go on the next ride.
I like always like hold on to the walls and like I'm just sitting there like trying so hard. And then sometimes I'm like, oh no, you don't hang on to the wall. Like really work that glute to like pee the right way. But half the time, I don't know. It's like when you go to the gynecologist and they tell you to pee in the cup, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, simple. Like that, this is what gynecologist offices need. They need the standing pee cup.
Also, I learned from having to go to the doctor so often now because, you know, the OBGYN, like when they ask you to pee in the cup, you really don't need to pee that much. So like usually I would be like submitting a half full cup of pee. And then I handed one to directly to a nurse once instead of leaving it in the little cubby. And she was like, whoa, girl, you don't need that much pee. So now I'm like, okay, I'll just give you like a little sliver. Sorry.
I mean, half the time I'm just pissing all over my hands, pissing the night away. Yep, like, yep. What the heck? So
it's just,
if you're Dr. Varkey, my gynecologist, invest in some of those standing pee cups. It'll make life easier for everyone.
Yeah, we'll throw in the show notes in case anyone's interested.
We should have thrown them in to the giveaway.
Oh my God, that would have been genius.
Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this pee combo. I sure as hell did. I want to talk about our Friday app real quick. This is going to be an explicit episode. I just want to throw it out there. We're not talking about anything like truly inappropriate, but there will be terms that we use that are a little...
Yeah, just might not be if you're listening with like your child or...
Family.
Yeah.
It's girl talk. It's girl talk. It's a really interesting episode. I'm so excited. It's unlike anything we've ever done. We have former beauty editor Amanda Montell. She's a linguist and a published author. I always say Arthur. Published Arthur. She's a published author. And she wrote the book Word Slut. And she talks a lot about our language and, you know, how certain terms that we use are misogynistic. And and we really get into, like, beauty terms and practices within the beauty industry. I think like at one point we call the beauty industry like a scam or like a cult or something. It's really, really interesting.
Yeah, it made us really look at ourselves.
Yeah. And you know, we didn't say this during the conversation, Sarah, but I think the reason why we created this podcast was, you know, to Amanda's note, to sift through the BS that people are constantly being fed
totally
by this industry. You know, we're here to break it down. Like, what does that actually mean? And, you know, should you buy into it?
Right. Or actually try the product and be like, yes, well, this isn't really true, but here's what you'll get.
Exactly. So I found the whole conversation fascinating. And Amanda, I think, is a great guest because she was a beauty editor.
Yeah.
And that's what she did prior to writing this book. So you guys are going to love it, but I did want to throw out there, hey, y'all, there is some language happening. So listen with some earbuds or in your car and around, not around children or your family.
Great.
Cool. Sarah, I miss you. And one of these days I'll get to hug that little Prina belly.
I know.
One of these days. Sadsies. So sad. Sarah, do you want to tell people where to find us?
Oh my God, yeah. Are you guys following us on our fabulous website yet? P.S., by the way.
Woohoo!
It's www.losangelespod.com. It's so beautiful. It's where you'll be able to find all of our episodes. You'll be able to listen to them there. So if you are listening to our podcast on your computer, and also it's where our show notes are, because sometimes it's hard to find show notes. We have learned. So, and with, we have the links and everything. So yeah, definitely check us out on there, on our Instagram, Los Angeles Pod, Twitter, same, and join our Facebook group, which is just growing and growing like crazy. And the conversations are just incredible. Like, people are just so fun there. I like just learn so much from them. And it like also makes us feel like a proud moms.
Homeroom moms. That's what we are.
When we see, when we see the children talking.
We come in with some cupcakes and we're like, how's it going in here? Okay, great. Bye.
Except we can't serve cakes.
Oh, anymore. Damn it.
Sorry, downer. Anyways, please follow us. And also, if you feel so inclined, please like and subscribe. We love reading your comments there too. So, thanks.
Is that how you want to end it?
It's just so sad. No, let's not. We won't end this on a sad note. It's our anniversary.
Hallelujah. We're 1 year old.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. And congrats again to our winners.
This is the day from hell.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.